So this is Border Boss. It's my show, my podcast. I guess you'd call it a culinary. Let's call it a dirtbag culinary podcast. Those are words people are using right now. Maybe they'll get me some kind of a pop. So anyway, this is my show where I pretend that my lifelong habit of eating at Taco Bell 3 to 21 times a week counts as extraordinary or, even noteworthy, despite the overwhelming evidence that even just among my listeners and pals and peers, there are probably far more educated, dedicated, and knowledgeable eaters. But we work with the tools that birth gives us. You know, we never get any further than what we're born with. Nurture and education is just a giant scam. But speaking of birth and life, you might have seen that some disgusting mommy Instagrammer did a photo shoot with her little baby, just all done up in Taco Bell regalia. And I think the baby's, it was his first birthday, or her first birthday, which means that she probably doesn't even eat yet. I don't think babies eat that early. So there's no way that she has already sworn allegiance to Taco Bell. And the decor was just, the purple and the red and the gold of the Taco Bell logo colors. I don't even think she dressed the kid up like a fire sauce packet or a quesalupa or anything delicious like that. Cute baby, though. But now that, babies are on the scene, now that I know babies are an option for personal expression, I realized I needed to get one. I'm holding her right now. They let me do this, despite my careless record. She might scream at some point, because I believe there's shit down there. So you're hearing literal shit in addition to the usual metaphoric shit. But right now I'm officially a death metal dad. It's why I was gone for a month. Most of the stuff I'm probably going to talk about is probably ages out of date. I'm even going to say that I did things a couple days ago that I probably did a month ago, because my brain is garbage right now. I was gone for about a month. I was preparing and hatching a fresh, teeny tiny little border baroness. A little human life that you can and should fit in your pocket. Just like that. I'm not going to give you any details, because that's super sketchy and you can't have her. But now, as a father of children, and as a vanishingly minor pretender to authority, I'd like to offer my services if you need any completely unactionable advice, punchlines with no jokes, or just someone to sign permission slips when your snitch parents leave you swinging. I'm going to get you into all the unauthorized field trips, and I'm going to get you out of all the state tests. No questions asked. Drop me a line, borderbosseternal@gmail.com, borderbossrip@twitter. Someday I'll learn how to pronounce border bass. So anyway, while I was gone, just a couple weeks after I thought I was Taco King for crunching my underwhelming 20 tacos on kissing contest number 311, an actual living horse went out and ate so much Taco Bell that he fell right through the street. True story. I feel like it's me that fell into a pit forever, though, because, my work, my achievements, everything I've done up to this point, easily eclipsed by a horse. Also, last week or so, I don't want to get into this too much because it's been a busy news week and everyone's mad about something different now. But what's up, Pepsi? Like, I'm a huge Diet Pepsi drinker, and, as Pepsi once owned Taco Bell, it's Border Boss adjacent content. But I drink so much Diet Pepsi, it's really the only fluid that I process. And I'm not likely to stop anytime soon, no matter what they do wrong. They could start World War III. I still have to drink Diet Pepsi, it's the only thing I know. But how did they get that Junior Kardashian commercial all the way out of the gate? And not one single person anywhere in the chain of provenance was like, "This is gonna get you killed, Pepsi." Everyone just let it happen. But in the meantime, Pepsi is kind of making it up to us, because they're finally getting their own soda computer. Like the Coke Freestyle, Pepsi is now putting out the Pepsi Spire. The Pepsi Spire. It's a totally sick name. Prog, rock, Yes album cover. the Pepsi Spire. If you live anywhere where they've installed one of these things, the Pepsi Spire, I need you to go out there. I need you to mix up a peach-flavored Pepsi drink and then just have a friend film you pouring that thing into the dirt. Because peach is gross. And I'm going to send you a prize. One of the things I don't like to talk about all that much, because it marks you as a true sack of human trash most of the time, is that I like watches. And it just dawned on me last week, why don't I have a Taco Bell watch? And I thought, you know, maybe I'd do a search and maybe there'd be some sort of a, you know, a real baller watch for some sort of Yum Brands employee who had done his 50 years. And they made him like a Rolex or a Tag Heuer or something like that with a Taco Bell logo on it. There's a pretty well-known Domino's Rolex out there. It's a $6,000 watch or whatever with a Domino's pizza logo right in the dial. So I thought, you know, why not Taco Bell? I couldn't find anything like that, but I did find a very inexpensive Taco Bell Swatch looking watch, about $9. Just nine short dollars, and all my dreams came true. And it's the most Saved by the Bell Macintosh 420 Taco Bell item you can own. It's like a swatch if swatches were made to dissolve in water. And then as I was clicking buy on this thing, I noticed, wait, this person has two for sale, so I'll have that one too. And I ended up paying shipping separately for both, but now I probably own every one of these Taco Bell watches on planet Earth. I have one for each hand. And then each watch has two hands. I don't know how far down this thing goes, but it's got to be deep. So, I guess I now own all the watches. So if you need to know what time it is, or at least what time it was when my $9 watch stopped working, hit me up. I'll be the guy who's extraordinarily satisfied with small details of my life. Last week or so, Taco Bell launched the Loaded Taco Burrito, and I tried one. So I don't mind telling you that I had sort of lapsed into kind of a routine set of thoughts when it comes to Taco Bell. The old days where a new item seemed like some kind of wild reimagining of the very laws of nature, those days are dead and gone. I've just been kind of floating in the haze with the rest of you where I want to try all the new things just to be complete inside, just to feel something. But I don't really expect to do any real thinking when I eat any of these items. And this one, the Loaded Taco Burrito, made me think. Not a lot. Not a lot, just a little. The taco burrito, it's the guts of a taco that has stalked and killed a burrito and wears its flesh like a cloak. And I never really thought about the fact that a taco was like a different genus than the burrito, just a completely separate thing. Other than the basic configuration and size, I just never really considered that there's a fundamental difference. But yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the doors of perception are open, and I get it now. There's something about that pile of grainy meat, lettuce, and shredded cheese that puts you in a different situation, a situation of taco, not burrito. They're separate entities, and Taco Bell has made one that is also now the other. You know, so taco guts inside of a burrito, it's kind of a 3 a.m. idea to meet a deadline, but it's an idea. It looks like the kind of special item that you could skip. You know, they'll put out just like a double taco once in a while, and you're like, yeah, I probably don't need to taste that. But, you know, if you're a true Taco Bell philosopher, this one might be essential. This one might let you explore things inside your own body that you never thought about until now. Something else I learned while I was on sabbatical is that those limited time items, the waves of limited offerings, those are referred to in this kind of Disney World insider way as experiences. The Naked Chicken Chalupa was part of 2017's Experience 2. The Triple Double Crunch Wraps Victory Lap was Experience 3. The Loaded Taco Burrito is part of Experience 4. And this is definitely some of the grandest language anyone's ever used for a bent piece of chicken. But Experience 5, that's the real hot news right now, or at least of last week. Like I said, I'm slipping through the cracks. I'm in free fall here, but everybody's scooped me on this. So Experience 5, that's where everything manifests itself into hideous, shambling reality. Taco Bell, always three moves ahead, and they knew that the Dorito taco holder was their key to the mountains of madness, and they're already cooking up a taco shell that's just scrambled egg. And I know you're like, gross. And I'm like, gross. This is some stuff that you read about in like a keto life hacks blog. You know, you can use cauliflower to sweeten your coffee. And you can make Reese's cups out of stevia and beef tallow. And you can use eggs to hold anything. You know, it's like they're inviting you to pick up an omelet. Because that's what the entire rest of the world at large has called it when you folded up food inside of an egg until now. I saw some Area 51 leak photos of this thing, and the person responsible just didn't even attempt to disguise the ample grease oozing down their hand. But as someone who shamefully does actually read keto life hack diet blogs, I'm glad to be alive for at least a couple more months. Anyway, now that we're talking about eggs, I need to get into possibly the lamest and most unlovable menu hack that I will have ever discussed on the show. It's not Taco Bell, and it's hardly even a hack. But I did it, and when I do things, I want to try and get credit for them. So I'm going to chat about it. So the first thing I'll let you know is that I work from home. And when you work from home, you often want nothing more in life than to not work from home. For most people, that means Starbucks. But Starbucks is stupid and awful. And instead, I choose Panera. Panera is also stupid and awful, but I can sit there for hours and drink both sodas and coffee all day long for a price that borders on free when stacked against my ability to process fluid, which is substantial. My menu hack isn't free, though. It's very far from it. So what I want you to do next time you're there, if you make that mistake routinely, like I do, is to note the iPads they have up front are not not about a decision-making process, but an additive process. A lot of the apps and touchscreens and kiosks that you see around these days will force you to make choices, but Panera just lets you build and build and build. And maybe other places do this now too, and I just never noticed, but Panera lets you do this. So I was putting together a breakfast sandwich a couple weeks ago, and I noticed that first of all, I could double the egg. And I was like, fantastic, double that egg. And then I noticed that nothing else was being grayed out. So there's an egg white, so I add that in. And then wait, there's an egg that has turkey inside the egg. So get on there, turkey egg. And then there's steak and chicken and avocado, and you could just keep pressing buttons. And so I did. I just kept adding things to the sandwich. And when I was done, my breakfast sandwich was like $34. And that's not even the limit of this challenge, you know? I want you to go there with your deep pockets and your new money and make them beg for mercy. I want you to nest bread bowls within bread bowls within bread bowls. And see if you can make something that just falls directly into the core of the earth. My Panera actually uses some kind of spy transponder to send a truly desperate living waiter to your table who doesn't seem to get any tips. It has to be one of the worst jobs in food service. And when this waiter brought me my $34 steak, egg, more egg, other egg, cheese, egg, steak, avocado, and steak sandwich, his legs were quivering under the weight of it. And when he dropped all 9 pounds of that sandwich on my table, he looked at me with real pride in his eye. And you know, this guy's seen a lot. He's seen it all. And he said to me, "This sandwich looks fucking good, and I almost ate it, but you are really stupid with your money." Order